The word today is alone. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Trouble comes into our lives, and it's often when we aren't expecting it or prepared for it. It's important for us to stay spiritually strong, and if we pray and fellowship with other believers, we will be prepared to handle lonely times better. Here from our archives, with some more ideas on this topic, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Alone.
It is my hope that all of you who are listening to this program are believers in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I hope that your faith is growing. You know, God makes a very important point of it in His Word that we are to grow and mature and become more and more committed to Him. I'm sure that there are people that are in the audience listening to my voice here that live in jungles, because we are heard all over the world in 42 different languages. And I'm sure that some of you are listening to this on shortwave radios in villages where you're surrounded by forests and jungles, and you've probably seen how the lion hunts for its prey. Let me describe it for the rest of us that they can kind of understand how the lion begins to follow, let's say, a herd of antelope or any type of animal, and they wait until they can see one of the animals. Maybe it's a very newly born animal, maybe it's a very young animal, maybe it's a weak animal, maybe it's a sickly animal, but they know that sooner or later, as they're chasing after it, it's going to get worn out and tired and fall behind and get separated from the herd. And that's when the lion will attack. And the lion will attack usually very slowly, and then all of a sudden it'll pounce on its victim. And this happens usually when it's alone. And I want to make a point of that. Because if you are a Christian that is trying to live your Christian life alone, all by yourself, that's a very dangerous thing. The Bible tells us that we are to fellowship with other Christians. We are to meet and to pray together and study God's Word together, because there's strength in that. And God's Holy Spirit comes as we worship Him, and as we pray together and sing praises to Him, we become stronger in our faith. Try to always have somebody that you pray with, somebody that you study God's Word with. Join a Bible class, join a Bible study group, try to worship at a Christian church where they praise God and teach what the Bible says, because it's very important that you fellowship and have companionship and associate with other children of God, because it strengthens you and you can pray together then. Well, I've already pointed out in this short several minutes what some of the dangers are about people who are Christian but aren't very strong in their faith. One of the dangers is that they become weak and malnourished spiritually. I mean by that they're not being fed by the Word of God. Maybe they don't pray very often. Maybe they don't read God's Word. And as a result, they don't fellowship with other Christians. And as a result, they're kind of alone and they feel kind of discouraged and depressed, and they're not very strong, and the devil tries to attack them and overwhelm them with sin, and they fall, and then they get discouraged, and they just aren't as strong as they should be. So let me just recommend here again the importance of finding a church group that teaches God's Word, studies God's Word, prays to God, and worships God. You know, I think one of the greatest comforts, and maybe you have to be alone sometimes. It happens. It happens. And if that's the case, I don't want you to get discouraged. Don't let it happen because you're not worshiping or because you're not making the effort to study God's Word. Don't let it happen for that reason. But if it's happening and suddenly you feel alone, let me give you a Bible verse that should be a great comfort to you. It's Isaiah 41, verse 10. I'm going to read it for you in just a minute and kind of digest it for you, give you little sections of it. Isaiah 41, verse 10. I hope you're writing that down or memorizing it so that you can look it up later. Don't do any writing or anything if you're in your car, of course, obviously. Don't become unsafe now, but try to remember Isaiah 41, verse 10. God is speaking, "Fear not, I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. And I will uphold you with my hand." I kind of condensed that verse for you to make it simpler so that you could remember it and enjoy it. Let me do that again. Isaiah 41, verse 10. "Fear not, I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my hand." That's a direct promise from God to you and me. He knows there are times when we're going to be lonely and when we're going to feel sad. Maybe we're in bereavement because we lost a loved one, or maybe we're separated from our family. Maybe we're traveling and away from home. Whatever it is, you have God's promise to you. He will not leave you or forsake you. He will be with you. He will guide you and protect you. He will help you. Turn to God. He is always your friend. You're never alone when you have Jesus at your side. God will be with you. You know, I was trying to think of some hopeless situations. Maybe you have a problem. Maybe you've just lost your job. Maybe you suffered a divorce of some sort, or maybe you had a child that died. You know, there are so many times here on earth when we feel kind of hopeless. The point I'm trying to make here is that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, He is your personal Savior, then you know the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you know that God is with you. Now, when God is with you, He is the God of all hope. He is the all-powerful, almighty God, and He will never leave or forsake you. So you don't ever have to be hopeless. If you're hopeless, it's because you don't have your hope in God. So transfer your hope from yourself or from some political party or whatever you think you're placing your confidence in. Transfer that hope to God. And let your hope be found in God. He is your hope, and He is a certain hope. Not where you say, "Well, I sure hope He will come." You know He will come and deliver you and help you. And so it's a righteous hope. That means a hope that cannot fail because it's in God, and God will not fail you. And as a result, you don't have to be hopeless anymore. Let that hope spring up in you. Maybe sing a song or shout a praise to God and turn the devil away and chase him away in the name of Jesus. He cannot stay when in the name of Jesus you cast him out and say, "Get out of here and leave me alone. My trust is in Jesus." So I love that verse 10 of chapter 41 of Isaiah. I hope you'll remember it and keep it in your life. Let me give you a couple other four-letter words that you can be thinking of. You can think of what hope is all about, what life is all about, true life, and not just here on earth, but eternal life with God in heaven. You can think about love. God is love. There's another four-letter word. He is eternal love. He has sent His Son Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and He loves you. He will take care of every need. He promises that. He says, "I will bless you. I will take care of you." I like the 10th verse of Malachi 3, way at the end of the Old Testament, the third chapter of Malachi, verse 10. God says, if you trust Him and are faithful to Him, He will pour down blessings upon you. He said they will be so many and so full of blessings that it'll overwhelm you. It will please you. You will marvel at it because you will see how much God loves you and takes care of you. Not only does He supply your daily need of food or water or whatever it is, And right now, as you listen to my voice, you may be in such great need of maybe a friend, maybe some financial help. Maybe you're ill and need to be healed. Whatever it is, God will be your friend, and he will care for your need. Turn it over to him. Trust in him, and in his love, he will minister to you and help you. Maybe you're lost. Wouldn't it be something if someone's listening to me on a shortwave radio and they're lost? I hope you would let me know and send me a note and say, you know, I just happened to have been on a route, or I was in my airplane, or I was driving somewhere and I lost my way, and then I heard your message that God saves the lost. Now, obviously, we mean that especially in the sense of eternal life, that you don't have to lose your life permanently in hell, that you can be saved and that the lost can be found, that the lost who have no hope can have hope in God, because he loves them and forgives them. The lost who are really lost are those that don't know God. They're going to end up in hell. I would hope that if you're lost right now, you will turn to Jesus Christ and you will say, Dear Jesus, please save me. Please take my sins away. I want to be found. I want to live eternally with you in heaven. Please make me your child. And you know then that hell is no longer your destination. Heaven is your home, and God will give you eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Regardless what your situation is, regardless where you're at or what's happening in your life, turn your life over to Christ, and he will be your constant companion, your friend, your healer. He will love you. He will strengthen you. He will give you endurance. Grow in him, study his word, meet with other Christians, pray and celebrate the Lord's Supper, and pray together for forgiveness. Rejoice in the salvation that God gives you. You have hope, you have life, you have love, you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and he will eternally be with you without end forever.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.